strength. Amen. There was, he said, amen, you're not the only one with some trouble. Amen. And as ministers, amen, you need to understand that. Amen. Amen. That we're not the only ones that struggle. Layperson, listen, you're not the only one that struggle. Amen. Sometimes the preacher, when he's discouraged, has got to get up and write a letter or preach a message in this case. Amen. Saturated with encouragement. Sometimes when we're, amen, the ones that need encouragement, listen to me. We got some young ministers here tonight. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have to get up and preach a message on the anointing. Amen. And they're thinking you're preaching to them, but half the time, you're preaching to old number one. Amen. You're going to preach a message on encouragement when you're really the one that needs encouragement. Amen. Sometimes you got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and this is what Paul was doing. They've just come through some rough stuff. Amen. But he begins to write a letter saturated with encouragement. Amen. And he says, amen, listen to me. If you're going to get over, you're going to get through it. Amen. You've got to look back over your shoulder and understand, amen, that God hath delivered. Woo. Hallelujah. I need to preach this here tonight. Amen. Just got through my introduction. So if you're trying to keep track of where I'm at, amen, in my notes, amen, which are non-existent tonight, amen, that's where I'm at. Amen. Just got through my introduction. Amen. How many knows that God hath delivered? Amen. When Paul began to write verse number 10, amen, about that sentence of death, amen, he said we did not trust in ourselves, amen, but in God, amen, that raiseth the dead. Amen. And he said he hath delivered. Amen. What he was doing here, amen, he was trying to get them to look over their shoulder, amen, and remember where they were when he'd come through preaching, amen, that first missionary journey and established that church, amen. He got them, amen, to be thinking about where they had been and how far God had brought them. Hallelujah. Amen. I look across this congregation, Brother Moody, tonight, amen, and I see testimony after testimony of the fact that God hath, amen, delivered. Amen. Amen. You know the stories better than I. Amen. But listen to me. We got to sing in that song tonight. Amen. I get happy every time it's sung. Doesn't matter where I'm at. Amen. If I'm in the out west or up north or down south. Amen. Or back east. Amen. When we sing, I never shall forget the day. Amen. You know what that song does. Amen. It takes our memory back to the day or the hour. Amen. In which we found deliverance. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And the reason why it resonated with us, amen, so much tonight, amen, it's because everybody's got a testimony of how that God hath, amen, delivered. Amen. I'll never forget that day, amen, backslid, cold and indifferent, rebellious to 17-year-old teenage boy, amen, a long way from God, been over, amen, a year and a half since I felt the presence of God, but I can take you to the place. Woo! Amen. It's been 10 years ago, amen, a little over 10 years ago, a little over a decade, and God, amen, one more time knocked at my heart's door. Amen. I can take you to the place in Grass Valley, California, amen, where I was when he got a hold of my heart, and I knelt down, and you know what I found? I found deliverance. Amen. It's been 10 years ago, but as we sang that song, amen, it put a spring in my step. Amen. It put something welling up in my heart of worship, amen, that I could not contain, because the Lord hath delivered. Woo, I'm glad that he has delivered. You're a testimony that he has. Amen. There's testimonies of healing here tonight. He hath delivered. There's testimonies of salvation tonight because the Lord hath delivered. Amen. Testimonies of provision. Amen. We could take half the night if we had time. Amen. And pass the microphone around and let each and every one give their narrative and their story. Amen. Their testimony. Amen. Because listen. Amen. Even though we're not going to do it, but listen to me. That is one of the most powerful, amen, things that you've got to overcome what you're in. Amen. That's why he said in the book of Revelation, they overcame, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word, amen, of their testimony. Oh, thank God, amen, for a testimony that says the Lord hath delivered. Woo. Try it sometime. Amen. You get down in the Moly Grubs. Y'all know what the Moly Grubs are over here in Lorain, Ohio. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a term that just describes overwhelming discouragement. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. If you're not careful, you'll find yourself in a place of depression. You'll find yourself in a place of negativity. Amen. Where you can't hardly, amen, see the bright side of nothing. Amen. You're always just looking at the glass as half empty. Amen. And just down and just, amen, just a drag on anybody. anybody like to be around somebody, amen, that's all the time negative? Amen. Man, it'll wear you out. Amen. But you just try it sometime. When you get in one of those moods, amen, when you get in one of those ruts, amen, when you get in that place of discouragement, amen, you just go find somebody, amen, that's a little bit worse off than you. Contrary to what you might think sometime, you're not going to have to look very far to find somebody that's got it worse than you. Amen. And just start talking to them, amen, about some things that God has done for you. Woo. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all, amen, you might have to reach way on back in the archives, you know. Amen. Talk to some folks, it's like God hardly ain't never have done nothing for him, you know. Amen. Like you got to go way back. Amen. But listen to me. If you got to go way back, then go way back. Amen. If it's last week, then go back to last week. If it's a year ago, go back to a year. If it's a decade, if it's 20 years, amen, just start talking to somebody. Amen. Testifying to somebody about how that God hath delivered. I'm telling you, you won't be halfway through your testimony before you feel something welling up inside of you. Amen. I'm talking about a gratitude and a joy, amen, that cannot be explained, and a strength that comes when you tell people what God has done. Paul was writing to a group of downcast and discouraged folks, and he said, the Lord hath delivered. It's up there at Bible school, Reverend Paul McGeechee. How many of y'all know Brother McGeechee? Man, I'm in a church that knows Brother McGeechee. I've preached along these lines and used this illustration in so many different parts of the country. There, who in the world is McGeechee? Hallelujah. Great man of God. Powerful man of God. Retired. Spent his last few years there at the Bible school pouring into us young guys. And one of the first things he told us, you need to make a journal. He said if you're too manly for that, then you need to call it a log or a record. He said, you need to get you a ministry log book. And he said, every single time God does something through you or for you, you need to write it down and date it. And I thought, man, that's a good idea. You know, and I've not been as faithful as I need to about it, but I have done some note taking along the way when God did something outstanding in my life or ministry. He said, every time God saves a soul, every time somebody gets filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, as a young man, he kept a detailed journal of everything God did in and through them. And then he proceeded to tell us. I mean, we'd heard stories of Brother McGeechee, you know, pastor in a thriving church when he retired. Thousands. Amen. Filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost under his ministry. Some say even tens of thousands. They've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost under that man of God. How many called to preach? Amen. No telling all the things that he had done. But he said, listen to me, young men, there's been some times, young ladies, amen, where I got so discouraged we didn't know if we was going to be able to go on. Amen. He told us and was candid with some things that happened in their life, in their ministry, that took them through some deep, dark valleys. He said, in those times, do you know what me and my precious wife did? Amen. He said, we went back and got that little black book. Hallelujah. He said, you'd be surprised what you forget over 10, 15, or 20 years of ministry. Amen. He said, we would begin to flip back through those pages and we would read how that God hath delivered. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. We would read and there would be the date. Amen. And as we read the story, the face, amen, would flash before our eyes and those memories, amen, would begin to stir our heart. And amen. He said, it didn't take 15 or 20 minutes, amen, before our hearts were lifted. Amen. Because, amen, it's a powerful thing when we rehearse what God has done. That's why for the children of Israel, he said, amen, you need to make some landmarks. Amen, you need to build some pillars. You need to have some visible, amen, reminders of the things that I have done. Hallelujah. Why is it so important, preacher? Hallelujah. I'll tell you why it's so important that God hath delivered. Because if he did it yesterday, he can do it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Freshman year of Bible school. Amen. This homeschooled boy. Amen. I mean, I'm a GED guy. You know, that's for those of you who may not know, that's a good enough diploma. Hallelujah. GED. I mean, I've got a sketch before Bible school, had a sketchy about an eighth grade education. You know, it was just kind of hit and miss. Hallelujah. We did the best we could. Hallelujah. My poor mom, bless her heart. Hallelujah. Amen. We didn't have a Christian school, didn't have, amen, a whole lot of resources. They was doing the best they could with what they had, and she didn't have a whole lot to work with. Bless her heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Graduated, got my GED and at 17, and I took some junior college classes for about a year and a half. Then they shipped me off to Bible school, and brother and sister, I was scared to death. Amen. Looked at that class list. I didn't understand what half those words meant, let alone what the class is going to be about. Pneumatology, soteriology. I mean, what? What was the other one? What was the pedagogy? Pedagogy, I used to, you know, pedagogy. I mean, what in the world? How am I ever going to make it? Thankfully, on our book list, they put a Webster's Dictionary. Whew. Hallelujah. And I figured I gotta know how to spell at least halfway decent if you're going to find the words. You know, fundamental theology. Sister Claire Goodwin, I thought, oh, glory. You know, these are the basics, right? Fundamental, even I can get that one. You know, she gets up there first week of classes. She come in there, God is immutable. And I said, oh, here we go again. Where's she talking about the attributes of God, you know? Hey, man, I'm fishing for that Webster's Dictionary. Where's it at? Hey, man, I have no idea what she's talking about. Hey, man, come on. Hey, man, look, she handed out the notes. I looked down about halfway through the page, and there it was, black and white, like she knew I was coming. The definite, hallelujah. Hey, but you know what it meant? Hey, man, beyond the possibility of change. Woo, immutable. Hey, man, the reason it's so important what God did, hey, man, 10 years ago and 5 years ago, last week, amen, 20, 50 years ago, amen, because God does not change. He is immutable. And if he did it back then, brother, sister, amen, he can do it today. Amen. The reason why it's important to understand, amen, that God has done things at Camp Blessing, amen, for 51 years. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I got excited. Amen, brother Cruz, when I saw those hands, amen, going up all over this congregation, souls that been saved, lives been changed by the empowerment of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And my heart said, he can do it again. Amen. He did it years ago. He can do it this year too. The Lord. How many can wave your hand at this preacher and say, the Lord hath delivered. Woo. He hath delivered. I'm going to jump gears here just a little bit and tell you, he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. He will yet deliver us. There's an element about the future that can be extremely scary, especially to a young person. Amen. The fear of the unknown. Amen. We look at our country, at our nation, the direction that it's going in. Amen. We look at the church world as a whole and the problems and the things that need to change. Amen. And if you're not careful, you can allow a dark cloud of doubt and gloom to overshadow you and wonder, is there even any hope of revival? Amen. Is there any hope of God turning it around? Amen. I believe here tonight 100% that there is. Amen. Come on now, listen to me, church. Amen. I've already read the back of the book, and you and I win. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I said, come on now. Amen. You say, well, Brother Burgess, are you pre-trib? Are you post-trib? Amen. You know, are you mid-trib? Where are you at on the spectrum, really? Amen. I didn't come to debate that or talk about it here tonight. Amen, Brother Paul Wiley. Amen. Great man of God. Amen. Come through out west in California where I grew up. He's preaching to his pan-trib, you know. He said, however it all pans out, I won't be ready, you know. He didn't care one bit. I know we like to argue about it, talk about it, discuss it. It's okay to understand the scriptures to the best of your ability and know where you stand and be able to defend your position. I have no, amen, qualms with that. Amen. But listen to me, friend. He said, no man knows the day or the hour. Amen. I come up with a new one. When I was up at Export, listening to those guys that were smarter than I'll ever be, argue about it. Confused trib. It's confused. There's pan and confused. So I'm somewhere tonight. I'm somewhere between pan and confused. trib as far as, but listen to me. He said, behold, I come quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not a preacher's interpretation. Amen. That's not a man's opinion. Amen. That's not a theological dissertation. Amen. That's straight from the horse's mouth. Amen. Listen to me. That's straight from the man himself. Amen. But he's coming back soon. I'm telling you, he's coming back after a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm here to tell you, he will yet, amen, deliver us. Amen. You may be in a dark place. Amen. You may be fearful for the future of our nation. We ought to be concerned, fasting and praying about it. Amen. And asking God to help us and send revival. Amen. But just know, friend, no matter what happens, the Lord is going to deliver his church. He will yet deliver us. That's the future. Now, you may be a warrior. How many warriors do we got here tonight? Go ahead and just be honest. There's a few of you. I'm not that guy. Not about most stuff anyway. I've got some things to stress about. I'm not going to be try to be Superman. But there's some stuff that's just silly to worry about to me. You know? I mean, there's just some stuff that we just don't have no control over. And there's some folks, they live in fear and worry about the unknown. What are we going to do about the finances? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about our nation? What are we going to do about, you know, the wars and the rumors? What are we going to do about this problem or that? And man, they just constantly keep themselves in a place of fear and panic. But listen, church, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love of a sound mind. If you're one of those warriors, listen to me. You need to learn how to turn it over to him. Hallelujah. Hey, but my mom did her best to raise 5 boys. Hey, Ben, my mom and dad. And man, she said that there was a time in her life, I was just a little baby, you know, she got 5 of them running around, can't hardly keep track of it. Hey, Ben, she said she was in a constant state of worry about having a nervous breakdown. My dad said, of course, he's trying to homeschool us all, you know, and run a 30-acre little ranch that we had there in Northern California. Dad had come home. Hey, Ben said, you know, he told us later on, he said, I just had to lock the gates, amen, that they're to the place, take your mama by the hand and head to the back 20, you know, walk around that pond, talk to her, pray with her, amen. Dad's starting a new business, amen, not, you know, working long, hard hours, amen, mama trying to raise them, boy, amen, these kids are going to kill one another, going to kill me, one of the two, amen, you know, he said, they just have to pray through it, walk through it, talk through it. Amen. She said, one day I had enough, and she said, I just gave you to God. Yes. She said, I just had to turn you over. Amen. Amen. Because she said, she's about to drive her crazy. Amen. But she came to a place of trust. Amen. Where she said, Lord, I'm not going to fear. Amen. Every day I'm going to put him in your hands. Amen. You know, all the chaos that went on around the Burgess Ranch when I was growing up. Hey, never one of us ever broke a bone. Amen. Wasn't one of us ever seriously hurt. Amen. Sure, there were some bumps and bruises along the way. Amen. You know, but we made it. Amen. But she said she just turned it over. Some of y'all need to you just need to give it to God. Don't live in that constant state of fear. Amen. Don't live in that constant state of anxiety. Amen. He said, be careful. That little word there is anxious. Be anxious for nothing. And everything by prayer and supplication, make your needs known. Amen. Just take it to God in prayer. Leave it there. Amen. He will yet deliver us. But I don't really struggle, again, I don't really struggle that much for out in the future. I got plenty of stuff to worry about today. I don't worry so much about that. It don't get me down. I don't question so much of what God has done in the past. You know, when those elders get up and they testify about what God hath done, they testify about the revivals of yesteryear and how God moved and what he did. I've always took it as gospel truth. Hallelujah. I didn't have a real critical questioning spirit. Never have. Thank God. Maybe you do. I don't know. it can be useful in certain places, but you got to keep it in check. Somebody shout amen. That's just free.
Woo!
Hallelujah. No extra charge for that one. Hallelujah. I'll tell you where I struggle. It's with the nitty-gritty here and now. It's what I go through on a day-to-day basis. It's what I face right now. It's what's hanging over my head now. It's the decisions I've got to make today. It's the things I've got to figure out right now. That's where I struggle. That's where Corinth was. And Paul said, he doth deliver. Right here, right now, God is delivering. Somebody look at your neighbor and tell him he doth deliver. I'm thankful for what God has done yesterday. I'm glad and I'm trusting for what he will do tomorrow. But today, I need a God that does deliver. On a Sunday night, hallelujah, amen, before Camp Blessing kicks off, amen, we need a God that is present to save and to heal. Amen. We need God who is a very present help. Amen. In a time of need and trouble. Amen. That's who, amen, that we are serving here tonight. Amen. I know it's a little late in the message to be going to a different passage of scripture, but this is, amen, this is just right where we're at, and it ties it together so good. John chapter 11. If you have your Bibles, you can turn over there. Familiar portion of scripture to most of us. Sarah, get ready, come to the piano. He has delivered. He will yet deliver. He doth deliver. Father, help us to get to that place we need to get to in this altar tonight. John chapter 11, verse number 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still at the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it thee. Let me slow down just a little bit here. Y'all remember what's going on? They've said, this is Jesus. This is his friends. I mean, there was very few people that Jesus really opened up to. Outside of his 12 disciples, you know, that he really befriended and allowed into his inner circle. But this is one of those families. This is Lazarus, Mary, Martha. They were close to him. They send word, our brother Lazarus is taken ill and desperate for a miracle. We need you to come. You know, most of you know the story. Jesus just hung out right where he was. Stayed there for a while. Word came again. He's died. You're too late. At that point, Jesus says, all right, it's time to go. They begin to make their way back to Bethany. And Martha sees him coming up the road. And she runs out to meet him. And I've heard a lot of preachers, and even myself, I've been pretty hard on Sister Martha. You know, because it almost seems as though she's wagging her finger in the face of the Son of God and saying, if you had been here, my brother had not died. I mean, that's all we hear is that if you had been here. But I want to point you to her faith tonight. I said, I want to point you to her faith. She said, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. She's saying, I've seen you heal the sick. I have seen you heal blinded eyes and the lame rise to their feet and walk again. You could have done it. There was no doubt in her mind. Her faith has been rattled and shook by what she is presently facing. The trauma and the loss, this tragic loss she suffered has rocked her world. And she's reaching back to the only thing she knows. And she knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, if he'd have been there, my brother wouldn't have died. I mean, she's trying. I don't know if she's trying because she goes as far as to say, even now, Whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I know she didn't believe it because Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. He's trying to help her. He's trying to give her a glimpse of what's fixing to happen. Amen. He's trying to bring her out of her doubt and her despair. Amen. He said, amen, you know, your brother's going to rise again. And her faith, amen, is stirred, but it skips a gear. And she says, I know. He'll rise again at the resurrection, at the end of time, at the last day. But she can't get a hold of it for right now. Listen to me. All over this congregation, if you're not careful, you let the devil bring you to a place of doubt and keep your miracle, your touch of God that you're desperately needing, to keep it just out of reach. If I'd have got in last year at Camp Blessing, listen to me, teenager. If I'd have sold out that last time the Holy Ghost was dealing with me, If before, amen, if so-and-so would have got in, amen, you know, last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but amen, but this has happened and that, you know, if they would have just got help, amen, before the separation, if that family would have just got in and sold, amen, if they would, amen, you know, if God, if they would have just sold out before, amen, they got that doctor's report, amen, you know, and you know what it is, amen, they're reaching back and they got faith in what God could have done, amen, but something has happened in the here and now, and it's causing them to, amen, to be hindered in receiving, having faith to receive for what they need today. And then the preacher preaches, the man of God gets up with a message like we're trying to preach tonight. And he says, well, maybe at youth camp. And then at youth camp, he'll say, well, maybe next year. Or he'll say, maybe in revival. Or maybe some future. Do you see how he'll do? He try to keep it out of reach over here. Amen. Anybody ever play monkey in the middle? Keep away. Oh, there's. I'm the runt. I'm the youngest of five boys. Ain't nothing more frustrating than playing keep away in that kind of a circumstance. Tell you what, I mean, you get a hold of that ball or whatever you're playing with, and it, I mean, you may never get it again. So it's like game on, you know. But I mean, just it's a picture of what some people are with what they need from God. Doubt and the enemy, just keep it out of reach. They run over here looking for deliverance, and they can't quite reach it. So they reach back, and they spend their life in the past thinking of what could have been and what should have been, what we should have done and the decision we should have made, what we could have been, and what we, and then they can't find satisfaction there. So then, amen, they start chasing it. Well, someday I'll make some changes I need to make, and someday I'll get right with God, and someday I'll sell out, and someday I'll get the power of the Holy Ghost in my life, and amen, maybe, amen, you know, maybe when it's convenient, maybe a later time, maybe, amen, we make all kind of excuses. So what was happening to Martha? Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, Mary. I am right now. He didn't say I was. He didn't say I will be. But the eternal present tense said I am. Oh my God, I need to preach to somebody here tonight and let you know the I am is on the scene. Amen. Some of you reaching back saying, well, maybe yesterday or maybe tomorrow. Amen. Or it could have been or it should have been. And the Lord saying, no, 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 right now. Amen. I am. I'm the deliverance that you need. I'm the help that you need. I'm the joy that you need. I'm the healing that you need. I'm the power that you need. You can have it right now, says the Lord. That same I am that spoke to Moses shouted into Martha's heart, I am. He said, where have you laid him? No, bro. Oh, Brother Jesus, you know, you're too late, Lord. You know, it's, you know, an opportunity's passed. He said, where's he at? Come on. You talking, I'm not the God that was. I'm not the God that will be. You talking to the I am. Hallelujah. 4 days late, nothing. I said 4 days too late, it's nothing when the I am shows up. I don't care what has transpired. I don't care what has been done. I don't care what decisions have been made, what's been done by you or to you. It's not too late for the I am. Oh, that devil's a liar. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Said that devil's a liar because he's told some of you because of what's happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago or the situation that you're in, that it's maybe too late for you, that your life's too messed up, that God can't do nothing with it, that deliverance is something for these folks, but it's not for you. And the I am says, I'm right here. You can have it tonight. You can be delivered tonight. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. You can be saved tonight. You can come out of depression tonight. Young lady, he can deliver you from insecurity tonight. Young man, he can deliver you from the things that you're struggling with and the bondage in your heart and mind tonight. Because this God that we serve doth deliver. Ooh. How many knows the deliverer here tonight? I said, how many knows the deliverer? You don't feel it, you don't see it, but I'm telling you right now, he is delivering. Sometimes God does his best work behind the scenes. In this passage, I didn't read it, but the Bible said he knew, he himself knew what he would do. When he stalled out and when he delayed his coming for Lazarus, the Bible said he knew. He knew what he'd do. God was already working up the plan. Chaos was going on all around them. They felt like their world was falling apart. Jesus already had it in his heart and mind how he's going to handle the situation. He was already at work. Before they ever saw him show up on that dusty road, he figured it out. Man, I know God. I know God's speaking to some hearts tonight. I know he is. I don't know what you've been facing. I don't know how the struggle's been. And I don't know what all has transpired. But I'm telling you, there's a deliverer who's already been busy on your behalf. Stand with me all over this house. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Let's pray. Father, all over, let me hear your voices all over this house. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a deliverer. It's not just something you do, it's who you are. You're our deliverer. You have delivered. You will deliver, but Lord, you do deliver. Right here tonight, I pray somebody would be freed from the chains of oppression, bondage, and deliver your church, your children, Lord, that may be facing struggles that beyond their control. Increase somebody's faith that the I am is on the scene. Right now, in the name of Jesus, give us leadership and direction, discernment in this altar service. Let's just wait on him for just a little bit right here, church. Let's just be mindful of the Spirit and ask him to have his way around these altars. Don't want to miss him. Father, in the name of Jesus, do your work here tonight. Show us and reveal to us what needs to be done around these altars. Help my heart to be sensitive to you right here. Oh. Hallelujah. All over this house, let's give God glory. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the promises of your word and the confirmation of your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How about it tonight? Do you need deliverance? Has deliverance been just out of your reach? Hallelujah. Have you wanted to reach back and wish you could go back and change it, but you can't? And then the devil tries to talk you into putting it off. Amen. The Holy Ghost put his finger on it tonight. He said, right now. Amen. Give me the here and now. I am the I am. I'm looking for somebody that'll serve me and surrender tonight. Tonight. Amen. Time to make your move. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Amen. The saints of God are being reverent to the moving of the Spirit. Amen. Somebody needs to step out. I said some young man, some young woman. Amen. Some struggling teenager. Amen. Needs deliverance. Needs freedom from the mind battles. Amen. Needs freedom from oppression, depression. Amen. And oppression. Come on down. Amen. Tonight's your night. You don't have to go another day. I said you don't have to go another day. I am a on the scene. There's a couple stepped out. Is there others? Amen. Is there any others here? Amen. Lord, I need you tonight. Lord, I need you now. Have you ever got so desperate into the place where you had to have help now? There's been a few times I got so desperate that it couldn't wait till the next service. Couldn't wait till Monday night at youth camp or Tuesday morning. I had to have it right then. Every time I ever got that desperate and real with God, He's got real with me. These altars are open. Anybody else need to come pray? Woo. Hallelujah. This is folks that need deliverance. You need a breakthrough tonight. There's already some around these altars. Is there others? Thank you for coming. Any others? There's another. Yes, brother, come on. The I Am is here. He's going to help you tonight. As his sisters come, find you a place to pray. Lord, I need deliverance. I need the I Am. Thank you, brother. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else need deliverance? As his sister, come on. Let the Lord help you tonight. As his son, come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's got deliverance for you. Hallelujah. He's got deliverance for you tonight. I said, come on. God, help these young men tonight. Show them that you're a deliverer. Ooh. Hallelujah. Anybody else in the house, a young lady, a young man, need to step out and come to this altar. Come in contact with the deliverer tonight. Anybody else before we get the church to come around and pray? Everyone that will, let's gather around these altars. There's some young ladies, some young men over on this side. Let's pray with them. Amen. Let's pray till the deliverer shows up. Hallelujah. Let's pray until there's liberty in the spirit. You don't have to wait. You don't have to put it off. There's been a gap in my faith. There's been a gap in my faith, Lord. For assurance, everything's gonna I've looked be back right. And longed to reach Lord, I see another into the past, battle but I can't.
Out in front of me.
The trouble that's I'm behind me.
I won't be able, and I'll go
keeping
down
me from
defeat.
Seeing the deliverance. Standing right in front of me. That's it, man. Just tell the Lord I need a deliverer.
I spoke to the wind.
Lord, I need deliverance from sin. I need deliverance.
Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't you hear me when I called?
I need deliverance from
I walked right there beside you.
Things that overshadowed my life.
Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin?
Hallelujah. It's not too late.
Until I found
it's
you
not
and
too
I
late.
I'd do it all again. Didn't I walk on
you
the
didn't
water?
Miss it.
Didn't I calm the rain?
You've not went past the miracle
I
working
spoke
power of God.
To the wind let it hush.
Everything you need, He is.
Didn't I run to your rescue?
He is your deliverance tonight.
I hear you when you call.
He is your healing.
I walked right there beside
you. He is
you
your provision.
So you wouldn't
He
fall.
Is your joy.
Didn't I leave all of heaven?
Hallelujah.
Just to die for your sin.
Every one of these young men, God, with your power, deliver.
I found you and I do it
as you did
again.
The children of Israel from Egypt with an outstretched
do
hand.
Do you remember where I brought you from?
Hallelujah.
Just take a look behind you and see how far you've come. Every time you ask me, did it not deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you
through? Move on these young men and these young ladies.
Didn't I walk on the water?
Move in this sanctuary tonight, God.
Calm the raging sea.
The deliverance that so many need.
I spoke to the wind.
I need you tonight, Lord. I need you tonight.
I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? Walked right there beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins?
Hallelujah.
Till I found you and I do it all again. Talking to her father
deliver.
In a house that was once a home.
This year, deliver.
She says my bills are due, Lord.
In the present.
In 6 days just ain't that long.
Oh, I need you to deliver me.
Hear
now.
The voice so still and low.
Right now, Lord.
Says I've moved like this before.
Oh.
I'll do this little thing for you and I'll give you so much more. Didn't I? On the water, didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind and it hushed. I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right there beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you and I do it all again. Sea. I spoke to the wind and it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right there beside you just so you would.